Going live now.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Just following up, that auction is huge. Get to KBMWnews.com right now. Click that Wheeler Dealer tab and save yourself, not hundreds, no, thousands of dollars this time around. Again, that's at KBMWnews.com. Well, it's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and as promised, got to talk a little Rotary.
Yes.
With Pam Rowlandson in here. Pam, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Bill.
Always good to see your smiling face.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's better to ask what's not going on with Rotary because you've got so many things. You got so many events today.
I made a list.
You did. You got Fill the Bus going on. Tell us about this.
Okay, we help the Richland Wilkin Food Pantry. And this started a few years ago, especially in the summer going into the fall. People are coming back to town. There's students and young families, and they need food, they need help. So we did Fill the Bus last week at Econo Foods in Breck.
How did that go?
We took 492 pounds of food in and $500 in change.
Fantastic.
And it was so much fun to deliver it to the food pantry. It was really nice. And today we're at Econo Foods in Wahpeton from 11 to 6. And we're filling the double-decker bus. We actually had the bottom floor seats full, and then we had food on the floor at Econo and Breck last week. I want to surpass that today.
All right.
So, Fill the Bus.
Got a good chance of doing that. Boy, that's Rotary at its best, our local Rotary here. It really is.
And most of our projects are local. Mm-hmm. We concentrate on helping youth programs and things. We provide some leadership training. We support the Rotary Youth Leadership, I'll say Academy, because I'm not sure that last word, up at Crookston. And Norman Nozick is one of the founders for that program.
Unreal.
And it's a wonderful, we just heard a couple students talk about it Tuesday at Rotary. So
fantastic.
We're a powerhouse little group.
You got some outreach. You really do. And Fill the Bus isn't the only thing you got going on.
Right.
What else is happening?
Well, I want to talk about our community blood screenings. They're coming up October 9th to 13th. We're back at CHI St. Francis, and we can use a walk-in clinic door, so it's easy to find us. And we're making appointments for folks. They can call 218-643-0123. And if they don't reach a Rotarian, they can leave a message. We'll call back. And we're very dedicated to helping people make their appointments. Takes about 10 minutes.
Okay.
You get a blood screening done that covers everything.
This saves lives.
Oh, yes.
You know, point blank, this
saves
lives.
And I have a testimony. We were at Wells Park and then at Harvest Fest for Headwater Day. And a woman came up, and she'd already made her appointment, and she told me, first I found out a couple years ago I had thyroid issues. So she said, I'm on that medication, and she said, I wasn't feeling well. And this last time I did the Rotary blood screening, and she found out she had diabetes. So they thought it was type 2, because she's not as young as she used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was type 2, but it wasn't when they did another test. It was type 1 diabetes, and she'd never known. So
wow.
This was really helpful to her, and she said, you can tell people about it. And I know a woman who discovered she had leukemia through the Rotary blood screening. But it's just a good baseline for young folks. Mm-hmm. My son did it. It was... You know, he's grown and gone now, but he had that baseline in his records, so they knew where he was. And
that's a great point. This isn't age-specific. Anybody can get this done.
Yeah, and it's only $60.
That's the best part. It's good to your budget, too.
Yeah, the A1C and the thyroid test and kidney and liver function, your cholesterol and...
Pretty thorough.
Those words that I can't pronounce. It includes it all, and people in the medical field, this includes more tests than a doctor can often order with a physical.
Wow.
So you got it made.
And Rotary takes care of this.
Yep. This is my pet project. I love this one.
You do such good work with this, Pam.
Well, thank
and
you.
And it's grown into such a great event, too.
Yes.
So filling the bus and saving lives, that's pretty much Rotary through and through.
Yep. And then... I've worked with people in the past who had polio, and that's one reason I joined Rotary. They wanted to eradicate polio worldwide. We're not there yet.
Almost.
Yes, we're getting very close, and with help from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But on October 24th, it's World Polio Day, and we're going to do Pints for Polio. We're still planning it, so we'll have more details later for everybody. To good hoist then, one for
good,
fighting
then I,
polio.
I can get you back in here and talk to me again. I always love having you come in here because, Pam, you're so passionate about this stuff, and you can tell this is really a labor of love for you.
Oh, it's good stuff. And appointments go from 6 a.m. to 9:20, so we're done by 9:30. You don't have to fast anymore. And
That's nice.
I'm amazed the 6 a.m. appointments are the first ones to fill up.
A lot of early risers.
There are.
Yep. I love that. Yep. I love that. And Pam, again, when does that run, the blood screenings?
That is October 9th to 13th, okay. Monday through Friday, at St. Francis. And we're right in the walk-in clinic door. It's really
easy to find
us.
And we're working backwards here. And then Fill the Bus going on today.
Today.
And that's going on at Econo Foods out in the parking lot.
Yes. We'll have the double-decker bus there. Look for us.
What times?
11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Fantastic.
Today.
Well, fill that thing up.
I'd love to. That'd be great.
And it's cool because, the food pantry's got their new additions, so they can take on new stuff. So, the more you fill up the better. Pam, always great to see you. Thank you so much. For stopping in. And come back and give us updates constantly, okay?
I'll come back. Actually, I'll be back in a couple weeks and let you know how it did with Fill the Bus today and talk more about the blood screenings.
Fantastic. Pam Erlinson talking, our local Rotary here, doing fantastic things for the community. It's 9:15, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When the weather gets cooler, wrap yourself up in warm hometown radio. Mornings with Bill Dablo.
My favorite station.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.